Hello everyone, this is Roger T. Pipe of RogerReviews.com. Welcome to our annual AVN Award podcast series. Over the next 12 to 15 podcasts, we're going to take an in-depth look at the nominees for the 2020 AVN Awards. We'll break down the categories, discuss the nominees, debate maybe who got snubbed, and even make a few predictions as to who might walk away with the hardware on January 25th of 2020. Before we get started, please remember that this is an interactive series and I love your feedback. If you have a question or a comment or anything you'd like to go into more depth on, please send me a comment any way you can. You can send me an email at roger@rogerreviews.com. You can also find me at Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. Or if you're listening to this on my site, thank you very much, or on YouTube, just put a comment in the comments below. Question I'll try and answer. If there's a comment, we'll see what we can do. And you know, if you have thoughts of your own, please send them over. Remember, it's your feedback that keeps this from just being some guy reading off a list of nominees. Sponsorships are available for this and all podcasts. It's $150 for this series and for the entire year of 2020. At the beginning and end of every podcast, I'll mention your company, site, favorite star, social media profile, your favorite cause, charity, whatever you'd like, for all the podcasts through the end of 2020. As always, half of the money the podcasts bring in for my site go to a walk for the cure for Alzheimer's in the name of my mother. Now, let's get on with the good stuff. Welcome back again, everyone. I am Roger Pipe, and this is episode 8 of the 2020 AVN Awards podcast series. Episode 8 of 11. I had said 10 last time, but I forgot we do have the Hall of Fame, and they're going to get their own special podcast. So we are on episode 8. If you are following along, we are going to jump around a little bit, but you can scroll down on avn.com/awards/nominees down to best three-way sex scene. This one also, we're going to cover all of the trans categories, so that's going to be about the last half of these. But we're going to start with best three-way sex scene, boy, boy, girl, Baller Tales, The Big Fight from Blacked Pulse, that was the Tory Black scene, The Casting from Pure Taboo, Abigail Mack, Seth Gamble, and Jake Adams, Disciplines of Desire, Bad Cop, Bad City, that was a Chloe Capri scene with Prince and Jax, Drive from Deeper, Brooklyn Gray, Owen Gray, and Small Hands, The Date from Pure Taboo with Emily Willis, Jules Jordan Three Ways, Autumn Falls with Jules and Marcus Dupree, My First Wedding Single from Blacked Raw, Kendra Sunderland, Jax, and Joss, Ultimate Fuck Toy, Gianna Dior, Gianna with Jules and Marcus Dupree. Hey, look, same two guys in the Jules movies. Wife Wants It Black from Bang, Katrina Jade, Prince, and Ramon. Some really good scenes here. Drive and Perspective are sort of the movies that I've been going back to because they are the ones that are everyone's looking at for big wins. And I think we're going to see a lot of big wins. This three-way scene from Drive was very good. It's very moody. But compared to some of the others, it's just not quite as good. I don't think it's going to be quite good enough to win. The Gianna Dior and Autumn Falls scenes with Jules and Marcus, both are excellent. I think the Autumn Falls scene is a little bit better. That probably gets the nod there. Blacked Raw, the Kendra Sunderland scene is fantastic. She's great. Disciples of Desire. Yeah. We talked last time about the sexual barter series. I wonder if that movie shouldn't have been there. The Bad Cop, Bad City. That was very much a sexual barter movie. Anyway, last topic. Good scene. I'm trying to remember if that was my favorite. It was a good movie overall. But the one that really stands out for me, the best, absolutely the best in this category, unequivocally, The Big Fight, Interracial Threesome 7 from Blacked, Tory Black, Jason Love, and Louis Smalls. Tory Black looks absolutely gorgeous in this movie and gives a stunning performance. She's absolutely fantastic. Do not miss that scene. It is my favorite. And the other ones I listed, all the ones I actually listed, I really, really, really liked. That one's just head and shoulders above for me as the best. Next category, best three-way sex scene, girl, girl, boy. Adria's Anal Threesome from Hardcore Threesomes, Hard X. Backhanded from Babes.com, Kimmy Granger, Jay Summers. Captain Marvel, Triple X. Kenzie Taylor, Lacey Lennon, and Seth Gamble. Coming Home from Pure Taboo, Casey Calvert, Whitney Wright, Seth Gamble. Drive, Maitland Ward, Ivy LaBelle, Manuel Ferrara. New Neighbors, Chanel Hart, Honey Gold, Damon Dice. Pretty and Raw, Joel Cassidy, Kitty Carrera, and Bambino. Slut Puppies 14, Gianna Dior, Alina Lopez, Manuel Ferrara. Sluts in Stockings, Read My Lips, Riley Reid, Izzy Lush, and Isaiah Maxwell, and Sugar Daddy Sharing from Vixen, Little Caprice, Tori Black, and Marcello Bravo. Again, some really good ones. The Gianna Dior scene in the last category, I liked not as much as the Autumn Falls one. I really like this one, though. Slut Puppies 14, Gianna Dior scene is really, with Alina Lopez, really, really good. One of the top, absolutely. The Riley Reid scene, Sluts and Stockings, good. She has a lot of great stuff on her website. Captain Marvel, the Kinsey Taylor, Lacey Lennon, Seth Gamble movie, really, really good. Funny, sexy. Lacey is so hot that I actually want to see Axel do a Dark Phoenix parody, which no one should want to do because that movie sucked so bad. But Lacey's so hot that I would absolutely be on board for an Axel Braun version of that character. Those are really the big ones. The one I think that's going to win, though, is the one from Drive. Maitland Ward, Ivy LaBelle, and Manuel Ferrara. It sets the tone sexually for Drive in a way that was really, really beautiful, and I think kind of makes it stand out. Maitland's not nominated in a lot of sex scenes. She's getting a lot of attention for obvious reasons. Her past makes her a great story for porn. Her face and body make her amazing now, and her acting as well. So I think this one probably wins, and it probably should, although the other ones I mentioned, I really like Gianna Dior in Slut Puppies 14 a lot. And now on to Best Virtual Reality Sex Scene. These are a little hard because essentially it's a POV scene in most cases, but it's very unique, and depending on the equipment you have, how much time you take to actually watch it, it can just look like a regular POV scene, or it can be really immersive. Two Broke Girls, a Triple X parody, Angela White, Emma Hicks. Betty and Veronica, a Triple X parody, Liv Wild and Kate Kennedy. That's a classic fantasy there, Betty and Veronica. Black Box Collection, Season 1, Charlotte Stokely. Crimson Crusade, Whorecraft VR. Daddy Issues from Wanks VR, Venus Guy, Ara Lee and Damon Dice. Desert Orgy, Naughty America. The Gym, a virtual reality anal workout from Naughty America. Sorority Hookup 6, Gia Durza, Alexis Tay, Vanna Bardot, Chloe Foster, and Jake Adams. That's a whole lot of girls for one guy. Stolen, Director's Cut from VR Bangers, Lauren Phillips, Whitney Wright, and others. The Wanking Dead, Doctor's Orders from Wanks VR, Kenzie Reeves, Sophie Reyes, Jillian Jansen, Gina Valentina, and Tommy Gunn. It would be fairly obvious for me to say Two Broke Girls because Angela White is so fucking hot in it. Yeah, it would be obvious, but it's also true. That was my favorite scene of this group. I did like the gym, the virtual reality workout. AJ Applegate's looking great these days. Sorority Hookup 6 is a super fun fantasy, obviously. One guy, bunch of girls. All of them are good, and I wonder how much traction this category is getting. How many of you guys actually watch it? For me, it still feels a little weird to do anything with VR goggles. Video games, it feels... I'm not claustrophobic, but it really feels like, I don't know, it's just a weird, uncomfortable feeling, and it does look really cool, though. Now, the remainder of these five categories will be the five trans categories, so those of you who want to stick around, go ahead. Best Transgender Production, Chanel Santini, TS Superstar, Domino Presley's House of Horrors, My Secret Transgressions, Devils, My Trans Crush, Trans Erotica, Shawn Michaels, Trans Slayer, Gender X, Slag, Angels on Wheels, Kink, Trans Glam, Darko, Evil Angel, Transfixed, Natalie Mars Showcase, Adult Time, Transgression, Transsensual, and Wendy Williams, Schools in Session. You know, Wendy Williams has been doing this for a very long time and is still putting out quality movies. It impresses me. Again, I think some of the with what Evil Angel does and with what Kink does and how much money and production values they put into it, it's hard for the smaller studios to compete, except in terms of sexual heat. No amount of money can buy you sexual heat and chemistry if you take the time to do what you do well. And I think that what Wendy probably does as well as anyone is know the audience. You know what they want and give it to them. And I think that's part of the reason that we're seeing movies like that on this list, when it would be very easy to go, oh, here's the usual. You know, Groovy's been around forever doing that stuff. And then, again, the stuff that Evil Angel does. As far as overall movies, and again, this is not my niche. I'm not super enthused by it. So when I watch these, I'm looking for production values and what appears to be really good movies. Obviously, The Evil Angel, Chanel Santini, has got to be one of the favorites. It's really good looking, high end. Transglam from Darko. I really love Johnny Darko's work. Johnny just took what he does and switched it over to the trans niche. And like Joey Silvera and other Evil Angel directors, it looks like Evil Angel porn. And that's still as good or better than other porn on the market. I mean, it's so that makes it fantastic. The Natalie Mars movie, if you like Natalie Mars, it is essentially a showcase. The one that might sneak in there is the Shawn Michaels Translayer. Obviously, having a male star of Shawn Michaels' stature, you're talking about historic stature, kind of a big deal. So that one might sneak in there, but I have a feeling it's going to be Chanel Santini. Best Transgender Series, Florida Road Trip, Groovy, Hot for Transsexuals, Aiden Starr, My Tia Stepsister, Transsensual, Transational Fantasies from Mancini, Transfixed, Adult Time, TS Now, Joey Silvera, TS Playground, Jay Sin, TS Seductions, Kink, TS Supermodel, Smash, Two Girls, Two T-Girls from Two T-Girls / Joy. Again, a lot of Evil Angel stuff competing against itself. Joey's been doing it for a really long time, and his stuff always looks really good. The Florida Road Trip is kind of a loose gonzo style. You've got your Fosest title if you like TS Stepsisters. Any of those you like. Honestly, the Jay Sin stuff is really good. So, there you go. Transgender Group Scene from Chanel Santini, TS Superstar, Chanel Santini Gangbang. I think that one's going to be hard to beat as a single scene. I think the movie's going to be hard to beat. Domino Presley's House of Horrors Coven. Family Friends with Benefits, Trans Angels. Hot for Transsexuals 9, Aubrey Kate, Lena Kelly, and Shawn Michaels. Again, you add someone like Shawn Michaels, and you've got something special. Last Call from Transfixed, T.S. Foxy, Casey Kisses, and Joanna Angel. So there you've got a Hall of Fame female performer. Menage a Trans 4, Ella Hollywood, Victoria Vox, Dante Cole. My T.S. Stepsister 3, Sex Cult, Joanna Angel, Katrina Jade, Small Hands, and Aubrey Kate. Now you've got a whole group of award-winning actors and actresses with Aubrey. Slag Angels on Wheels from Kink. And then Transsexual Fantasy Fulfilled, Casey Kisses, and Mike Panic, and Rob Yeager. I don't think anything's going to beat the Chanel Santini scene. If you're looking for another one that could possibly do it, the Aubrey Kate scene with Joanna, Katrina, and Small Hands is pretty excellent. And again, you can always go back to the Shawn Michaels scene as a possible one to sneak in there. Best transgender one-on-one scene, Balls Deep in My Balloons, Captain Marvel XXX, Aubrey Kate and Kenzie Taylor, Human from Read My Lips, Natalie Mars and Riley Reid, My Brother's TS Girlfriend, Through the Mirror, Transvisions 15, Chanel Santini, Amber Snow, Transgression, Transsexual Girlfriend Experience, Transsexual Mashup 3, and Venus at the Party, Venus Lux and Cherry DeVille. I have a feeling you're looking at Captain Marvel, Aubrey Kate and Kenzie Taylor, because it really is a historic scene. You're talking about a scene with a trans performer in a huge, big-budget parody movie. The casting of Aubrey, I mentioned this before, was outstanding. The sex scene itself, though, not so much. There was a lot of struggle. You could really tell that Aubrey was struggling with the condoms, with maybe the costumes, whatever it was. Having Aubrey top was a really tough thing, and some nice editing tricks kind of turned it into a little dream-type sequence, but that one hurt a little bit. The Riley Reid scene with Natalie Mars was better, in my opinion, overall because of that. That one might sneak in there, but I have a feeling it's still going to be Captain Marvel. Just my thought. And that brings us to our final category, Transgender Performer of the Year. Shiri Allwood, Kaylee Cox, Cora Del Rio, Ella Hollywood, Aubrey Kate, Chloe Kay, Lena Kelly, Casey Kisses, Leanna Lawson, Chelsea Marie, Natalie Mars, Marissa Minks, Ryder Monroe, Chanel Santini, and Daisy Taylor. Chanel Santini is the easy choice. I think you'd have to put Chanel up near the top of your ballot, along with Aubrey Kate and Chloe Kay and Natalie Mars. There are some other good performers here, but those are the ones I think are probably going to end up at the top of the ballot. And again, you are looking at a reviewer base, And it's a little different with AVN than it is with XRCO. XRCO is a smaller base, considerably fewer trends reviewers at XRCO. My concern there has always been that there are not enough qualified reviewers. So I think you get, and you're going to get it to a certain extent, I think, with, even with the AVN awards, is you're going to vote for the people who you recognize. People whose names appear in other areas of the ballot. Certainly that helps with Chanel, but I don't think it's much of a coincidence that Chanel has this level of popularity. So it's interesting to me how deep this one goes, but it certainly shows how popular trans porn is. And I'm wondering when we're going to see one of these performers on the Female Performer of the Year list. I think that's going to be interesting. That was it. If you have any feedback, drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. We'll mix it in there as soon as we can. We've got two more plus our Hall of Fame. So we're going to get through the last of the non-individual categories, and then we've got Best Director and a couple other ones in the next one. Then the last one, of course, will be kind of the big four. So that's it. I'm Roger Pipe. I thank you for listening and look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the 2020 AVN Awards podcast series. If you have a question or a comment, anything that you like or didn't like, anything you want to go more in depth with, I'm looking for your feedback. Either drop the feedback below in the comment section or send me an email, roger@rogerreviews.com, or DM over on Twitter. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. Until next time, go do something nice for someone.